USA News Update, I'm Tim Berg. Authorities in Hawaii say 92% of the search is complete after the Maui wildfire. The official number of those missing is 1,054, while 115 people died. DNA from family members is being used to identify confirmed victims. The heat is on for much of the southern and central United States, as they could see record-high temperatures as once again a heat dome blankets the region. The National Weather Service says heat alerts have been issued from New Orleans to Minneapolis, affecting 22 states and around 130 million people. Forecasters warn temperatures could reach over 100 degrees as far north as Minnesota and across the south from Texas to Florida, and high humidity could bring the heat index up to 120 degrees in some places. With the House and Senate remaining in recess, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is out on the campaign trail. The senator addressing farmers at the Louisville Farm Bureau breakfast Thursday, where he blames the Biden administration for causing inflation in the United States over the past few years.
Without a single member of my party's voting for it, neither the House or Senate, we dumped $2.6 trillion on the economy.
Police officers in the Golden State are getting an increase in pay.
As crime continues to be a problem in California, the largest city is going for a solution. Los Angeles police officers are getting a significant raise. The Los Angeles City Council approved a nearly $1 billion package of raises and bonuses. Starting pay for new officers is going up by almost 13%, and current officers will see a 12% cost of living increase in the next 4 years. The new wage increases are aimed at recruiting and retaining more good cops. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Reaction is continuing to come in as Americans heard from eight Republican presidential hopefuls Wednesday night on key 2024 issues during the first GOP primary debate. One of the candidates on the stage was South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. And on Fox News, he calls for a strong stance on foreign policy.
We must be loyal to our allies and lethal to our adversaries. And you heard folks who are good showmen on the stage, but they refuse to stand shoulder to shoulder with our allies, whether that's Taiwan, Israel, or other countries. That's a problem. You want to be the commander-in-chief of this United States.
A new study from Australia is shedding some light on your teens' eating habits and their mental health.
New research shows a connection between the consumption of fast food in teenagers and their elevated mental health issues. The Melbourne Collaborative Study found teenagers who consume large amounts of fast food are 14% more likely to experience a mental health crisis. Researchers looked at the mental health of individuals who ate large amounts of fast food between 13 and 17 years old. Officials say processed foods are tied into a range of long-term health issues. I'm Corey Myers.
The House and Senate remain in August recess, and President Biden is on vacation once again, spending time in Lake Tahoe. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.